manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of you are citizen will be happy and will love you. And very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumara. Purport. Lord Vishnu advised King Prutha that everyone should follow the principle of Varnasama Dharma. Then in whatever capacity one remains within this material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. In this age, however, since the system of Varnasama Dharma is topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. The only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop Krishna consciousness. As Varnasama Dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna consciousness principles can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. There is a specific purpose in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dijograyas, the most prominent Brahmanas like Parasara and Manu. These great sages have already given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varnasrama Dharma. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. It is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the acharyas in the parampara system, who have received the knowledge as passed down from spiritual master to disciple. In this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our positions. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, therefore, that one does not have to change his position, only simply has to hear from the perfect source. This is called parampara. And follow the principles for practical application in life. Thus one can attain the highest perfection of life liberation and go back home back to Godhead. In other words, the change required is a change in consciousness, not in the body. Unfortunately, in this fallen age, people are concerned with the body, not with the soul. They have invented so many SMS pertaining to the body only, not to the soul. In the modern age of democracy, there are so many government representatives voting for legislation. Every day, they bring out a new law. But because these laws are only mental concoctions manufactured by inexperienced, conditioned soul, they cannot give relief to human society. Formerly, although the kings were autocrats, they strictly followed the principles laid down by great sages and saintly persons. There were no mistakes in ruling over the country, and everything went perfectly. The citizens were completely pious. The king levied taxes legitimately, and therefore the situation was very happy. At the present moment, the so-called executive heads are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interests. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and rascals in the strict sense of the terms. And the people in general are Sudras. This combination of fools and rascals are Sudras, and Sudras cannot bring about peace and prosperity in this world. Therefore, we find periodic upheavals in society in the form of battles, communal rights, and factricidal quarrels. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead the people towards liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that everyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to the Shastras never become successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Pradamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guram Sijutam Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesa Gopesa Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyo Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in this verse is a so much information is here about the spirituality and materially, both way. So main point I found out in this verse is, one is Varnashrama Dharma and one is mental speculation. So we'll discuss about those two terms. So Varnashrama Dharma, like varnas and ashramas. First varnas, like from Lord Brahma, from his mouth the brahmanas came, and from his arms the kshatriyas came, and from waist the vaishyas, and from legs shudras came. So for this society we need these four things to balance. Like for a body we need to have all these four things, like you need the head, you need the arm, you need the waist, and you also we need the legs to balance the body. One of these is not present means also we are not fulfilled. This body is not full. So same way in the society also, we have to have these four things together to balance the society. And Varnashram Dharma mainly means for to become sinless. Like when Krishna used to address Arjuna, he used to address many times, "Oh sinless Arjuna." No? So that means if we want to accept the Lord's instruction, we have to be sinless first. Unless we are sinless, we cannot accept Lord's instruction. We may hear something, but we cannot execute it in our life. It is difficult. So to execute Lord's instruction, as Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, so we have to be first sinless. That's why this Varnashrama Dharma will make us sinless. So like if we will follow the standard of Varnashrama Dharma, will be nispap. No? So then after, we can come to the spiritual life. So Varnashrama Dharma is not completely spiritual, but still is necessary for to proceed in our spiritual life. That's why this Varnashrama Dharma is there. And also another aspect of Varnashrama Dharma is, we follow Varnashrama Dharma, then we can be happy, peaceful. Like normally in this Kali Yuga, nobody follows this Varnashrama Dharma. That's why there's all this imbalance system everywhere we found. Like Varnashrama Dharma, if they said, Sodharme Nidhanasaya in the Bhagavad Gita, Sodharme Nidhanasaya Paradharma Bhayapa. So as we have to know what is our Dharma, accordingly, we have to execute our duties. If we do other people's duty, then it's not good also. So we cannot execute perfectly, and then we won't get the real benefit. So maybe whatever our dharma, we have to found. That's already there. See, some people are Brahminical, some people are like Kshatriyas, the administration. And some people are naturally they are Vaishyas, and some people naturally they are Shudras. So we have to, like everybody, they have to follow the system to balance the society. And in another, also Prabhupada mentioning here, though in this Kali Yuga, nobody is following Varnashrama or is not able to follow the Varnashrama perfectly. It's very difficult to follow the Varnashrama because very strict laws and rules and regulations is not that easy. But Prabhupada mentioning if ever everybody can be Krishna consciousness. So another aspect of Dharma Varnashrama is also there. One is called the Daivi Varnashrama, one is called Asur Varnashrama. If the Varnashrama, what is Daivi Varnashrama and what is Asur Varnashrama? The difference between two Varnashrama Dharma is, Daivi Varnashrama is, if the result of our Varnashrama Dharma is satisfying Lord Vishnu, Sansidhi Haritosanam. If the only goal is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, then simultaneously we are following the Varnashrama Dharma, then that is Daivi Varnashrama. But when we are not just doing the Varnashrama Dharma perfectly, but we don't care for Lord Vishnu's satisfaction. We don't care. We don't know about Lord Vishnu. We don't have any knowledge about Lord Vishnu. Then, it's not good. It's useless then. That is called Asura Varnashrama. Like all the demons, they just want to satisfy their own senses. And also sometimes the demons, they go through austerities, pious activities, no? They give all those things. But the goal is, they will satisfy their own senses. They won't satisfy Lord Vishnu's senses. They don't care for Lord Vishnu. I mean, even they are enemy to Lord Vishnu simultaneously. So in that case, they are in Asura Varnashrama. Though they are following some Varnashrama, because in previous ages, even the demons, they are following Varnashrama. But still, they are in Asura Varnashrama. Even in Kali Yuga also, if you follow Varnashrama, it will go on Asura Varnashrama. But if our goal is Sansidhi Haritosanam, Sanushtitasa Dharmasya, Vishaka Sena Kathasu Jana, that if we have all the activities is going to satisfy Lord Vishnu, or it will take towards Lord Vishnu, otherwise it will develop the ruchis to hear Lord Vishnu's Leela or Krishna's Leela or pastimes, then it is Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. So, but it is very difficult to perform here in this age of Kali. That's why Prabhupada is mentioning, but everybody can be Krishna consciousness, though before they were performing the Varnashrama Dharma in every part of the world, in different men having the different kind of dharmas. But in this age of Kali, what everybody can perform Krishna consciousness activities. So that Prabhupada is mentioning. But to perform that Krishna consciousness activities, Lord Vishnu is giving the instruction to Prithvi Maharaj, we have to get rid of that idea, or get rid of that attachment of our mental concoction, mental speculation. So that mental speculation is like so dangerous. First, I will tell that what is the bad reaction of this mental speculation. Where it can take us, this mental speculation. So if you do like mental speculation, first thing is mental speculation is what is not right. What is not right, that's speculation. What is not truth, that is speculation. That means that is a lie. So you speculate means that is not truth. Which is not truth, that is lie. So in that case, we speculating means we are lying, in the sense. So another case also I found, like Srila Prabhupada, when his first book is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, As It Is. Why he named it As It Is? Because he didn't want, in his society, these speculations will increase. That's why he put this word, As It Is. We have to have this As It Is. Because then, otherwise it will just go on speculation. And many things, like other Bhagavad Gitas in this world, like so many Bhagavad Gitas, but only one As It Is there, no? So this is so important, this As It Is. Because Prabhupada didn't want, no? Any concoction will come after that, somebody will make another Bhashya on this thing, that thing, so in speculations will come. That's why this is very, very important, to have As It Is. And which is not truth, that is speculation. And the platform of speculation is mind, not the body. So when we do any act, when we act on the bodily platform, something in the body wise, then it takes some time, and sometimes even there is some obstacle. That's why I said, if you want to go to, I'm in a society. In the case, one example, I'm in a society, and I'm going to do some activities, which is wrong. But if I'm going to do in bodily platform, like in my physical, so there is some obstacles, or somebody see me, you know, somebody watch me, so I cannot do that. No, if I'll go there, but maybe the other person will watch me. No, they will. But in mind, that obstacle is not there anymore. So mind is like whole world is for you, for me or for everybody, whole world. So anything can, nobody will know like what I'm thinking. Except Krishna, nobody knows what I'm thinking, no? Or Guru or Krishna. Except Guru and Krishna, nobody knows what I'm thinking. So it's like I have like, and if I don't care for Guru and Krishna, if I don't fear for Guru and Krishna, then I am completely independent to think what I can. And this is very dangerous. In many ways, this speculation can go. Like in the sense, like for a devotee, even if I know some devotee and he did something, but I don't know the right thing what he did. I just heard something, or I just speculated, or maybe he did that, but he has not done that. So then, if I did something, some activities in my mind, then that's also offense. So when we do all these mental speculations, we just gather the offenses in our bank balance. That's why we say, like, after so long times in Krishna consciousness, even then still we don't get any ruchi for Krishna Nam. Because of this mental speculation. We speculate so much, because of speculation, we gather so much offense with sins. Offense means that also sin, no? By that, then we develop this thing, then this is like a counteract of Krishna name. Though we are taking Krishna name, every day we are chanting holy name, but still we don't get ruchi. It won't come unless we give up that speculation idea. So that's how we have to engage our mind all the time in the activities and with a sadhu sangha. Because this Krishna bhakti or devotional service, Jai Shri Shri Radha Sveya Lalita Visakha Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So this platform of devotional service starts with Sadhu Sangha. So then, that's why they say in Chaitanya Charitam, they say, Sadhu Sanghe Krishna Nama Ei matra chai sansara jinite ar kon vastu nai. So sadhu sanghe Krishna nam, ei matra chai. That's the only thing we require. Unless we cannot give up this speculation. Unless we have always sadhu sangha, we cannot give up this speculation. Because if we are away from the sadhu sangha, away from sadhu sangha means away from Krishna consciousness activities. If there is no sadhu, then myself, how much I can do, no? I'll be get lazy, okay, let me do it later, no? I will think like that. If there is some sadhu, like pure devotee is there, then he will instruct us, he is the leader, no? And he will guide us. If I am lazy or something, I am doing something wrong, then he will guide me. Okay, now you do this, do that. He will engage, no? And that way, if I will do that, then I will not deviate it. I will not do any speculation. If away from sadhus, then, that's why they say, sadhu sanghe Krishna nam ei matra chai. Sansara jinitar kon vastu nai. There is no other thing we can overcome without this sadhu sangha. So that way, we can give up this speculation. And another aspect of speculation is, when you do speculation, simultaneously we develop the ego, which is called the false ego, like mithya ahankar. We'll develop the false ego, pride, and third one is frustration. Because though it is not right, it's a wrong thing. Definitely wrong thing cannot give us a right result. Like phalena parichaya, we say we do good things, we'll get good result. We'll put nice good seed of the plant, then we'll get the good plant. No, that's the naturally, like the simple logic. So we cannot get without the sadhu sangha, we cannot get the right stuffs. So these egos, false ego and pride, they develop. It gradually happens. When we join in Krishna consciousness, that time it doesn't happen. That time we are very serious and very nice. everything going nicely because we are submissive, no, by that time. Everybody knows in the new devotees, when everybody new devotees, that's 24 hours kind of engagement. So it's like everything going nicely, like wake up in the morning, like everything. But when we little grown up in this path, like first is sadhu sangha. When we are sadhu sangha, we are completely like connected to sadhu sangha. The sadhu sangha, then bhajan kriya comes. By this time of bhajan kriya and anartha nivruti, we slacks. That's the time of like we going out of the track. And that time what do you do? Then slowly we develop all this bad result. Because this mental speculation parallelly goes with us. So what is the other aspect of mental speculation? What is the opposite of mental speculation? What is that? The simplicity. Simplicity means Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. No? That is a nice verse. When even Yudhishthira Maharaj was with that story, we know that story. When Pandavas was like killed by the Jakya, one time they went to get some water for, then one by one all the Pandavas killed by Jakya. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj came there. Then they asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, and then Jakya asked, if you can give me some answers, then I'll help you to release your brothers. Inside, ka pantha, what should one do? What is one's activity should be? They said, Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. So only one has to do Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. That means, unless we simple, we cannot do Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha. Because we'll be popped up. We'll have pride, we'll have ego. Then how come I can follow? How can I follow you? Because if I have ego, I know better than you, I cannot follow you, no? So that's why simplicity is necessary here, to follow the instructions. Let tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti jnanam jnanina tata dasi. So only one can do first tadvidhi pranipatena. If one has to go to the sadhu, pranipat, pariprasna, then the pariprasna comes. Then because by that time we are submissive to sadhu, then we can follow the instructions. And by that time, when we follow that instructions, it will be simple. We have the simplicity that time, so we can follow nicely. But if we cannot have develop that quality, simplicity and submissive, then also we cannot follow the rightly sadhu. So that way it is very, very, very critical, because this is the like activity of mind, and we have to settle the mind, like balance the mind. It's not that easy. Let's say Arjun, when he said, how can I control this mind? It is even more than wind, no? So it is very difficult. One time we think now here, and mind can think in like 100 miles away, even 1,000, no? And different ways. And mind, now in this Kali Yuga, the like, Bhayate Visham Punsa. So in this Kali Yuga, all these external things in the world is that just to attract the sense objects. Sense object means what is not right. That means it will take us to the wrong path. So in that case, what can we do? That means we'll be cheated, no? We'll be cheated by these material things because we'll do the speculation, because we cannot follow the right thing. Like that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, another verse is there. That is, Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamana. So what is kaitava? What is cheated religion? Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana. If I am cheating myself, first cheating starts from me. If I am cheating, that's I am cheating myself first. Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana. Atma means myself, no? So atma vanchana. Kaitava kahiye tare atma vanchana. Krishna Krishna bhakti vina anya kamana. Then Krishna and Krishna bhakti, except that thing, if there is anything else, that is called kaitava. Then next verse is tar madhye mukti vancha kaitava pradhana jaha haite Krishna bhakti haya antardhana. From those kind of cheating things, one is important, very important. It's called tar madhya mukti vancha kaitava pradhan. Mukti means those, that mukti is called, which is one wants to merge in Brahman, that mukti. Tar madhye mukti bancha kaitava pradhan. Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti hoy antardhyan. By which the Krishna bhakti will disappear from our heart. So that's also, again, that mukti or anything related to bodily sense enjoyment is all speculation. Is also coming from, because that is not in the shastras. Shastra always saying that you have to avoid sense gratification. You have to avoid this mukti, Brahma Sajuja mukti. But if we'll do that, if mind wants to do that, once mind wants to go with this concoction ideas, okay, maybe it will be good. No, mind may say, okay, maybe it will be good. Maybe I'll get some peace. So by that saying, it is going in the other direction. So tar madhya mukti, and this mukti vancha also. See, another thing, when we realize God realization, normally what is the God realization? There is three stages of God realization. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, iti sabdhyate, no? Three types. See, this Brahma is also right. This Brahman realization is nothing wrong on the Brahman realization. This is also one stage. But this is Anshika Satya, means this is partly truth. This is not full truth. This Brahma Sajujya, all the Mayavadis, what they do, they just say this is only truth. That's why they are in mental speculation. They add this partly truth with a, and they avoid the full truth. That way they are in speculation idea. So what this, even the next stage is Paramatma and Bhagavan. But the devotees, they follow until this Bhagavan. So if you follow this Bhagavan, and you know, you have the idea, knowledge of Brahman, but you are only attached to Bhagavan, then that is right. Then Brahman is not wrong, because that is one stage. One can go up to that point. But that will be also speculation. If they don't connect with this thing. That's why Mahaprabhu said one time, he said he was in Puri, and he said in Kashi, there is a man. He said, I don't have any hand. I don't have any eye. I don't have any head. I cannot smell anything. I cannot eat anything. That means about Prakashananda Saraswati. He was saying, like, on the mental speculation or Mayavadi's philosophy is Krishna doesn't have anything, no form, no? It's formless. So formless means you don't have the real hand, eyes, and anything you cannot do. So Mahaprabhu was like angry. He was saying, I don't have anything. See, I have everything. But he's saying, I don't have anything. So that way he was saying, the speculated ideas there. They made that. So here another thing, Chari Varnasrami Jadi Krishna Nahi Bhaje, Sokarma Karite Se Raurabe Padi Maje. If this Chari Varnasrama, if we follow this Varnasrama nicely, still we won't do the Krishna Bhajan. We won't follow the Krishna consciousness, which is Prabhupada is mentioning here, is very much important in this Kali Yuga. If we can't follow the Krishna consciousness and can't worship Krishna in the same time, then we'll go to the hell also. Raurava means another one kind of hell. We'll go. If we do follow this Varnasrama Dharma, but simultaneously we won't follow Krishna consciousness, then also we don't have any way to go. Jayasam Purusam Sakshat Atma Prabhavam Iswaram Navajante Avajananti Sahadan Bharsat Patyante Adha. If one simply maintains an official position in the four Varnas and Ashramas, but doesn't worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he falls down from his popped up position into a hellish condition. So this is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's mentioning that. So, this is one part, like the speculations, like give us so much tragedy, so much suffering. So, anyhow, other we'll try to give up these speculations. And I'll tell you another story also. It's a nice story, but it's not that everybody will follow that story. This is a This is speculation in what they say that Gaadha Bhakti. Speculation in Dadhyata Bhakti. So one time, it's a nice story. I'll tell one that story. That's about Lord Jagannath. One time, what happened? One panda was in the temple, and every day that time king comes. No, not every day. Sometimes king comes. When king comes to visit Lord Jagannath, that time panda used to give a garland, which is offered to Lord Jagannath. The prasad mala he used to give all the time, and then king does the arati, then he go. That's the program. So one time that. One time king came to Jagannath Puri, inside the temple. Then one panda, then that time what happened? They didn't have any garland from Jagannath. And all the garlands they already gave up to other peoples. So that time then king came, what this panda is going to do? No? He was in trouble. What he did, he has his own garland. And he just kept outside that garland. And when king came, he just gave that garland to him. And later the king found one big hair on that garland. And it's like probably that panda's own hair, no? So then king said, Jagannath doesn't have any hair. How come this garland has hair? So then he said, maybe king came to know that maybe somebody else garland. So king was angry, no, to have this. So then king sent the message. That's who is that gave me the garland? Bring him. So then they bring the panda to him. And panda was like so afraid, what to say. Then he just said, how come this Jagannath garland has the hair? Then he said, no, Jagannath has hair. He just speculated his mind, and immediately he just said, oh, Jagannath has hair. Jagannath grown the hair nowadays. So the king was so furious. He said, Jagannath grown the hair? I never heard about this. So then he said, okay, you have to prove me now. I'll check. I'll go and check. Jagannath growing the hair nowadays. So then he said, okay. So then he said, next day he's going to check Jagannath. That Jagannath has hair. Then whole night, like after he left king, then he was in like so much trouble, so much like suffering inside. He just cried and prayed to Jagannath. Oh, Jagannath, I just speculated on you and please, I don't know what to happen. King is going to kill me now. He's going to punish me now. And also king already told that I will just banish from my kingdom. You have to leave this kingdom. And then he said, I have to give up your service. I have to give up this kingdom. I have to go away from this place. So what I will do now? So I don't know. Then after that, he just slept for some time. And then by that time, Jagannath came to in his dream. And said, why are you worried? You already served me so long time, and you are worried for this king. What this king can do? And I am the king of king. Why? And you are on my shelter, and why are you worried about this king? So Jagannath just said like that, saying, okay, don't worry, I will arrange everything. You don't have to worry about this thing. So next the king came. So then this panda got some like courage. So then king came, and king was like also furious that time. His anger was not submissed like by that time even. He came, he just said, okay, so I'll check Jagannath. So when he went back of the Jagannath, then he saw there's long hairs on Jagannath. Jagannath growing hairs now. So he thought, he tricked me. Probably he did something wrong. Probably he glued some hairs on Jagannath, and he's saying probably Jagannath now growing some hair. So then king tried to pull hair. So when he pulled one hair, then blood came out. So from that, king was like so, like he was like submissive. He said, oh, Jagannath, I did some mistake. Please forgive me, you know. Then after that also, so this is one story of speculation. But this is in stage of Dadhyata Bhakti. It's not in the stage of sadhana bhakti. Nobody should follow this kind of speculation on Lord, which is like so little, it's not easy, no? So the another thing also, like we follow the sadhana bhakti here. First, beginning stage is sadhana bhakti. Then, sadhana bhakti is two types. One is vedi sadhana, one is vaidhi bhakti, one is raganuga bhakti. This raganuga is spontaneous, but from beginning we have to follow this sadhana bhakti. Unless if one just go to direct Raganuga, that is also speculation. So what this speculation guy like heading to us? What this speculation? If one is going to go to Raganuga directly, then what the this is speculation, complete speculation. Though he is not in the platform of Raganuga, but still is wants to follow the Raganuga bhakti superficially. So what is going to happen? Have another upper sampradaya. These all these upper sampradayas we have, like Aul Baul Kaul, all this, no? There's many upper sampradayas in Bengal, no? All these sampradayas is because of this speculation only. Because they are not on the platform of Raganuga bhakti, but they want to try, they try to follow this Raganuga bhakti. They speculated themselves. They are now in the stage of, they already got the Swarup Siddhi. They know who are they. They follow Radharani, they follow gopis directly, you know. They speculated. Because of that, this Upper Sampradaya came up. And Kali Yuga Mahaprabhu said already, this Upper Sampradaya will come up because of speculation. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Thakur was so strict about all these speculations. So nobody can follow these speculations, and nobody can follow this Raganuga Bhakti from beginning. One has to go through this Sadhan Bhakti. And Sadhan Bhakti is based on the Saranagati. And what is the Saranagati? The Bhakti Vinod Thakur has one poem about this Saranagati. Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptrute Varana Avasya Rakhive Krishna Vishwasa Palana. So, Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptrute Varana. So if you do all this follow even strictly, seriously, then also we can avoid the speculation. This is to help us to how to avoid these speculative ideas. One has to be Dainya. Dainya means, what does mean of Dainya? Means I'm lower, no? I'm lowest person. That means Dainya. So that way, I'll be in simplicity, very simple thing. I'm lowest. So then I won't think about somebody, what he's thinking about me. Or, he should have done that, he should have done that, no? If I'm Dainya in my heart, I cannot say, why he did that? Because I'm Dainya, I am lower than him. So I don't have any business to give any statement on him, if I am Dainya. But if I am not Dainya, I'll say I am the authority. So I can say whatever I want. But if I am Dainya, I cannot do that. Because it will object me. Okay, I am Dainya, so nothing I can do. I'm lower than him. I don't know what he's doing. Like Vaishnava Kriyamitra Vigyana Bujha, if we'll think that, then we cannot do any mental speculation on others. So Dainya Atma Nivedan, then next comes Atma Nivedan. What is Atma Nivedan? Atma Nivedan. Atma means myself. Nivedan means offering. So I will offer myself to Krishna. So then, when I try to offer myself to Krishna, then by that time, I will be only related to Krishna thing. Then other external thing will not come in. Because I will be concentrated on Krishna and myself. I am the lowest. I am going to offer myself to Krishna. Dainya Atma Nivedan. Then Goptrute Varana, next comes. Goptrute Varana means, like, give everything to Krishna. Krishna is my sarvasa. Sarvasa means Krishna is my everything. I am Krishna and Krishna is mine. That is called Goptrute Varana. That is in the heart, in mind. I have to develop that consciousness, that state, that Krishna is mine and I am Krishna's. So that way I will be merged in Krishna consciousness that time. I will be only in the Krishna consciousness. If Krishna consciousness is a swimming pool, I am inside the swimming pool of Krishna consciousness. If Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's. So not external thing will come up. So then Goptrute Varana. Then next is Avashya Rakhive Krishna Vishwas Palan. I should have that unflinching faith on Krishna that Krishna is going to protect me. So that has to be there also. Like something happened, what will happen to me? By that time, when fear comes in my heart, then I started to do this speculation. Maybe if I'll do that, then that thing will protect me. If I will do something else, maybe somebody else will protect me. That's the speculative idea. Nobody else. Krishna only the protector, and he's only the maintainer. Nobody else is the protector, and nobody else is the maintainer. If I'll think except Krishna, there is any other maintainer or any other protector, then that's just a speculative idea. So avashy rakhibe Krishna vishwas palan. Krishna will protect me in any circumstances. And Krishna already did that before, in many examples are there. Like Draupadi and many, many places is there. Like Krishna, in the last moment Krishna is going to save us. Prahlad Maharaj, no? Krishna is going to protect us in every step. So avashy rakhibe Krishna vishwas palan. Then next is bhakti anukula matra karjera swikara bhakti prati kula karja varjanangikara. The next is bhakti prati kula karja, bhakti anukula karja swikara. So we have to only accept those are favorable to Krishna consciousness. So then that way we will have to follow the sadhus. And we have to go to some sadhu, then we will know what is Krishna consciousness activities from sadhu, sastra and guru. Then we will only try to follow those things. So if we will follow those things, then speculation will not come by that time, no? Because we have to stop this speculation from our mind. So that way we have to engage in such a way that we have to put a firewire, no? That in computer we say no virus will come in, so we have to put firewire and some antivirus things. So we have to put this antivirus here in the one side, firewall. So no speculation will come to our mind. So this bhakti pratikula karja shikar, only we have to accept this bhakti pratikula karja, which is favorable, anukula karja, only which is favorable to Krishna consciousness, only those things we have to follow. Then bhakti pratikula karja bharjan angikar. Bharjan means we have to give up all this, which is not favorable to bhakti. That's also necessary. Like Mahaprabhu said, asat sanga tyagavai Vaishnava achar. What is Vaishnava's acharan? What is Vaishnava's etiquette should be? The Vaishnava etiquette should be, first thing is Mahaprabhu, they ask Kulina Gramavasi, they ask what should be, what one's activity, what Vaishnava's acharan should be. First thing Mahaprabhu said, asat sanga tyagavai Vaishnava achar. So what is asat sanga? Asat sanga, what is asat sanga? What is not sat? Asat means temporary. Sat means eternal. So which is not eternal, temporary. This material world, material existences, is not sat. So we have to give up this asat sangha. And related to this material existences, we have to give up those all, everything. That's why Mahaprabhu gave another example. It's a nice one, nice verse. He said, daite bhadra bhadra jata sabamana dharma ei bhalo ei manda ei sab brahma. It's a very nice one. Like daitya means this world, this duality, in this world of duality, this material world, daitya bhadra bhadra means what is good or what is bad. Daitya bhadra bhadra jata sab mana dharma. Everything is mental speculation. Mahaprabhu said this thing. It's Mahaprabhu's word. Mahaprabhu is he's the Supreme Lord himself, and also he came as a teacher, no? Came as a guru in our parampara. So he said, daitya bhadra bhadra jata sava mana dharma. Everything is mental speculation in this material world. Anything you take, anything these politicians are doing, anything everybody is doing, except this Krishna consciousness or Krishna, Krishna or Krishna bhakti, everything is there, all are mental speculations. So daitya bhadra bhadra jata sava mana dharma. Ehi bhala, ehi manda. This is good, this is bad. Ehi sava brahma. This is all are illusion. See, Mahaprabhu said statement. It's a very strong statement he gave. If one will follow this thing, then one will not develop the attachment towards these worldly things. Everything is Brahma, illusion. This is our asat. This is not sat. This is not going to stay for eternity. And this is all temporary. And why I will be attached to these temporary things? That's asat sanga tyagvai vaishnavachar. Means three sangi ekava sadhu Krishna abhaktar. So one is like, if one is too much attached to women or sense objects, Joshi Sangha or Sri Sangha, we have to give up those associations. Those people's association, we have to give up. Otherwise, because those things is like too much into the sense gratification, and they speculate only. They see, okay, if I'll do that, then I'll get some pleasure. If I'll do that, I'll get some pleasure. So if I'll do that way, I'll get some pleasure. In the same way, they just like puna puna charvita charvananam. So again and again, the same thing, they'll chewing the chews thing, no? And they think that I'll get some pleasure. So we have to give up that thing. That's the Sri Sangi Ekavasadu, Krishna Abhaktavar. And we have to give up those associations those are not Krishna's devotee. Okay, like another thing also, we have one. Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. No? To whoever you see, we have to give Krishna's knowledge. What Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, we have to give that. But simultaneously, we have to give up this bad association, Krishna Abhakta. So that way, when we preach, go out and preach, that time we'll see this one guy is very much adamant and not following the things. We have to give up their association. If we see it is not in our capacity to change him, then better we should give up. Otherwise, by the time, I may be victimized by those people. So it is better, always better to, we have to give up those associations. Okay, so time is there, so we'll just... So that way, main thing is Prabhupada is mentioning here, in this verse is, we have to give up this mental speculation, which is very much important. Otherwise, we cannot be happy, we cannot be peaceful in our material life or in our spiritual life also. So that's this verse is saying, and it's a very nice verse. And this one is Lord Vishnu himself instructing Prithu Maharaj. And Lord, like this, Dharma is Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharma is not like a concoction idea of any human being or any devata or anybody else. Dharma is Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. That's why from here we can see Lord Vishnu himself giving instructions to Prithu Maharaj, which is also a Shaktyavesh avatar, Prithu Maharaj. So this is only, all the dharmas is only Bhagavat Pranitam. So that way, by knowing all this thing, we have to be serious and we have to give up this mental speculation ideas. If we give up this speculation idea from beginning, then it's very clear. We can speed up our spiritual life. So thank you very much. And if you have any comments or questions, please you can ask, but we don't have time, so it's only 9 o'clock. So, Hare Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki, Jai.